Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Oh, wow, that was Alexander O'Neill. Took you way back, right? My gift to you. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn with the air, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. All right, family, let's breathe, and then we're going to hear Ayana Vincent. And today, we're going to hear the forgiveness for our spouse. Whoa. Kind of a take on from yesterday's conversation in relationships. And get so many texts from the powerful conversation from yesterday that I thought we would do that. And then we're going to hear the gratitude from Zakia. And because I'm in the hotel room, I'm going to put on our Reverend Ike, and he's going to, I got a 32-minute conversation with Reverend Ike talking about money consciousness. Oof, we're going to do some good stuff this morning. Let's do it, family. Let's turn within and tune to the power source, the source that lives in us as us. That is us, and let's breathe. There is power, family, in the breath. I tell you, there's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. In this right now moment, family, I just want you to breathe. Let's take in that deep breath as we become still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. As we call in all the spiritual forces in the universe, let's breathe, family. And release. And last time, family, let's breathe. And release.
Day 14, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is.
Thank you, God. She said, let us acknowledge it and heal it. Give myself for making it so hard. Oh, my God. Amen. Amen, amen. Good Good morning, family. You're tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Inkerman. We're going to bring in Zakiya as we keep this gratitude challenge. I'm still just moving from that prayer. And even though I've heard that prayer before, it's interesting how that prayer touched my soul today. I forgive myself for judging my spouse over judging the reflection of the manifestation that he was to show me myself. Oof, that's some big stuff. Good morning, Zakiya.
Good morning, Janine. Thank you so much. Oh, that is good stuff, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for playing that this morning. I have to contemplate more on that, your current partner and your former partner. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you? You're on a journey. I'm sure all is well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sitting with, you know, four women who two are signing a $1 million franchise deal today, and two actually own businesses, and they're making millions of dollars a year. And I'm like, wow, you're hearing just that one has a recovery home for women who go get, what is it called, cosmetic surgery. And so while they're recovering, they paid like, they pay like $12,000 to recover in a recovery home. I was like, really? So and she sometimes has like 4 and 5 people at a time in a week. I was like, wow. It's just interesting how people make money, but that's another story for another day.
Yes, that is interesting. But, you know, where there's a need, all you got to do is just be in there to fill it. So that's beautiful. Well, I'm grateful for you being able to be a part of this experience and for sharing it with us, because, of course, it then gives us even more ideas about the ways that we can create opportunities to serve others and create income. So, thank you so much, and you know I love you so much. And good morning, Love Journey family. We're going to go ahead and move right along because Janine has some beautiful things to share with us from Reverend Ike this morning. So, I just want to say good morning again, and thank you all for joining us on this journey with the magic. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are on a 28-day journey through the book, The Magic. It was written by Rhonda Byrne, the creator of the movie, The Secret. And yesterday, we talked about magical relationships. And we were to have three people that we had chosen, have photographs of them, and speak to those photographs. As we have written out 5 things that we are grateful for about that person, 5 things that we're grateful for, that we appreciate about them, that we acknowledge them, their talents, their gifts, and how they, how we experience them in our life. And we were supposed to say thank you, thank you, thank you throughout the day for those people. So I hope that you had a beautiful experience with that assignment. And I just want to share real quickly that I had been having, you know, my son and I have a very interesting relationship. And so we had not been in communication for a little bit. But do you know, yesterday, I felt the urge to reach out to him. And it was wonderful. Whatever had happened, transpired between us over the past couple of weeks was just like it was null and void. We had a beautiful conversation. We laughed. We said, I love you. at the end of our conversation, and it was done. So it was just beautiful to even have the intention or thought to let go of anything that had to do with, you know, some whatever, those thoughts, those feelings, what he had done, what he hadn't done, and just let it go and then come into that beautiful space. So I just want to encourage you all to just heal these relationships, let go of anything. It's not even important. You know, God gives us the blessing of another day, fresh and new every day. And why do we want to hold on to old stuff when we've been given grace every single day by our Creator, our God? And so let us give that same grace to ourselves and to each other and just start anew. So,
you know,
that was my.
That is so good. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. That was so phenomenal.
Thank you,
God. So good. I did was my mom. I just really just been had her in my energy. Of course, her birthday was December 4th, and her and Jay-Z shared the same birthday. And it was just, she's just been in my spirit a lot. And so I just sat in her energy with my altar, and I wrote out more than five things, but I was so grateful for the experience, because it gave me an opportunity to really just acknowledge the presence of my mom, which, you know, so many times you do your forgiveness journey, but a lot of times as parents, we expect, and as children really expect parents to have this super, you know, we look at our parents like Superwoman and Superman, and you expect them to show up in certain ways. And I just acknowledged and gave grateful and gratitude to my mom for just being her and recognizing that if it wasn't for her, there would be no me. And really asking in the energy, even though I know she is, but when she was in the clinic, really not honoring the journey that she had to take to become, you know, who she was. She didn't really have an eighth grade education. She dropped out of school in sixth grade. She had a daughter, first child by the time she was 15. She was in an abusive marriage. She had an abusive mother. You know, just all kind of abuse, running from one situation, from another to another, and never acknowledging her journey when she was on the planet, because she didn't speak of her journey a lot. And now that more pieces of her journey has been coming into my awareness from other people and other places, I wished that I had known more of her journey. And so one of the things I did with her picture and the letter and the thing is just, you know, I'm grateful for her journey. And I, as I hear more of her journey, I can see more of her pain, which I can see why drugs and numbing out and wanting to, you know, not feel some of the things she felt was a part of her process. And it probably was what she needed to just do what she did and to make it from day to day. So I'm just grateful for her experience. I'm grateful for her. And I'm just grateful for this experience, because it is taking me to a whole nother level of gratitude, a whole nother level of forgiveness, a whole nother level that's deeper than I've ever dug inside of myself before. So, again, I just want to say, Zakiya, thank you for bringing us the magic. It truly is magical to forgive. It's magical to release. It's magical to be in the experience of letting all that stuff go, because you, not you personally, but Janine wanted people to show up or have an experience that was in my mind. And I know that the universe gave me the experience I needed for me to be and show up on the planet the way I needed to be. And so I'm just so grateful. So thank you again, Zakiya.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Janine. That's so beautiful. Oh, you know, every time I hear you talk about your mother and the steps that you're taking to just appreciate who she was and continues to be in your life. It's just so beautiful. And I know, you know, writing that letter had to just bring out even more of that love and appreciation. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I was just thinking when you said that you come from a totally different with regard to the use of substance abuse. You know, a lot of the parents can tell stories about their children and they're going through their process. But there's not a lot of people that share what it was like to have a parent who was addicted to drugs and to be able to talk about how now they understand why, because there's so much resentment and anger and bitterness around a parent who has an addiction or alcohol problem because of, you know, how they were treated as children and so forth. And so I just thank you for the evolution that you have taken on and that you're telling that powerful story of love and forgiveness. So thank you so much.
But you know, as a kid, I can understand why they feel bitter, but God, it was only God. It was only God. I swear, and I don't even swear, I remember sitting in the middle of the bed crying, my eyes profusely out, asking, mad at God, for why is it in the world that I had to live in all these doggone foster cares and different people who didn't care? Why couldn't I get a mother like this, and why couldn't I have a father, and blah, blah, blah. And literally, when I tell you, and it brings tears to my eyes right now, God literally took me. It was like, you ever see movies where the angels come and take people on a journey of their life? Well, God literally took me to a journey of my mother's life, literally letting me not only see but feel her pain. I saw my grandmother abuse her. I saw some of the men who abused her. What would happen? It was like a visual movie in my eye, I promise. It was my mom's journey, but God showed it. He opened up the universe, let me see it. And in that moment, I grew more compassionate for my mother, and it gave me the ability to forgive and not hold on to what I thought and how I thought she should have showed up. And when I think about the glimpses of times when she showed up, she is the most sweetest, most dynamic woman. And I just wish I could have acknowledged that when she was on the planet, because it's interesting how you hold on to pain, you remember the pain, but when the person leaves the planet, you begin to remember the good things. And so I never, from this day forward, want to hold on to anybody's memory or pain. I want to remember the good things. That's why that's the spark that asked me to ask God to show me how to see the good in people. Show me how to see like God sees. But I know that's a whole girl. I know you want to tell us about today's topic, but I don't know. It was just beautiful. I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, we're going to have to come back and revisit that conversation, because that definitely is a beautiful thought and an experience for so many to get that healing. So thank you, Julie.
And that's what made it easy for me to forgive. Thank you. And I wish my sisters could have felt the journey so that they would have been able to forgive Mama earlier too. You know, so they can experience more of her. But, you know, everything is divine, always divine. And like this experience is divine. This is truly a divine experience. And I don't know if you want to open up the line for other people to speak. I mean, we can open up the line and let other people speak. We can do it how we want. I just was thinking I need to be quiet. I'm in the bathroom in the hotel.
Well, if you do see anyone that wants to share, that's one of the things I'm asking you, family. You know, would love for you to be able to share your experiences, what comes up for you as you're going through the practice. If you go to the Facebook page of Love Journey Inc., you'll see the post there and opportunity for you to share your comments and what's coming up for you, if you've got some healing through these experiences. I would love to have you share there. And, of course, Janine is opening up the space now. If you'd like to share anything that came up with you for you in yesterday's assignment with magical relationships. So, Janine, if you see someone in the queue that wants to share, invite them to come in.
You got to press 1 if you want to come in. And I know that this relationship healing was so powerful because so many people text me yesterday, oh, my God, about the conversation that we were having. They were grateful for all the comments, Rosa, Linda, Claudette, you, me. You know, it was just a lot of real amazing texts because people, this is the area of growth for us. Because I think relationship happens to be the mirror that is reflecting who we are. And oftentimes we try to fix the mirror, even though we say it and it sounds good, but we never highly recognize when we're doing it personally, even though we sound like, yeah, you can't fix the mirror. Oh, yeah, we see it. But then when we're in the middle of blaming somebody for something, we feel justified in that. And because they did such and such to us, and we want to fix that mirror. So, yeah, it was a really good conversation yesterday.
And, you know, one of the things that stood out for me was for the criticism. You know, we have just one criticizing thought about a person that we had to have 10 blessings for the relationship to flourish. So we can, and we talk about this often, you know, how we can complain and think about all the negative things, but how amazing and beautiful and loving and caring and kind and considerate and healing it is to focus on the goodness and to honor those good things about another person. So that was the biggest thing for me. And as I was doing my work, I said, wow, I really hadn't thought about these things. It's not that I didn't recognize them, but I hadn't really thought about them and paid attention to them in quite some time. So sometimes when you're in a relationship, maybe you've been in there for a while, just remember, what is the thing that attracted you to that person in the first place? You know, it could be even if just a friendship. It doesn't have to be a, you know, male, female relationship.
That's,
or
hold on, wait. That's Rosa. Rosa, your line is open, so I don't know what you're doing, moving around.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I'm so sorry. I thought I was waiting for you to put me in the queue. I didn't realize that once I pressed that one, I'm in the queue.
Yeah, yesterday you was in the queue and then you hung up, so that's why I didn't.
I called back on the line, on the conference line. So today is my mother's birthday. Those who know me, my mother died when I was 10.
Happy birthday, Mommy.
Yeah, she would be 87 years old today. And, you know, for a long time, and I mean a very long time, I was so angry with her for leaving me. Because when she died, I became an adult. I had another child, a sister, who I had to take care of. I mean, literally, like a mama. I combed her hair, I fed her, made sure her clean clothes, they dressed her, bathed her, did the whole nine yards. And I was so mad. I was like, really? I was not only angry with her for leaving, but I was angry with God for so long, you know. We had been together for 10 years, just her and, you know, my sister, and my father was absent. He came and went and all that. I was just so mad. And the pain had gotten so bad. And every time I thought about her or talked about her, I would just cry uncontrollably for years. And I remember in my late 20s, something happened, and I had to start looking at, you know, everything happens for a reason, but also everything happened for me to teach me something. Everybody who passed through my life, no matter how long it is, I had to realize that they left a gift. And I had to start thinking about, okay, what did I learn from my mother in those 10 years and be acceptable of it? And it came to me that her gift to me in those 10 years was not about being responsible for another person, none of that, but how to enjoy life, how to laugh about life, how to party in life with family and all of that. My mother had been sick for many years, unbeknown to me. So she slowly died. You know, it wasn't like she woke up one day and it was gone. She went through a whole process of dying. And in that process, she was trying to teach me the better parts of life. She knew we were going to, you know, that I was going to suffer and all that. But she also wanted to leave me the gift of laughter and joy. And she did that. So in forgiving her and forgiving God and becoming thankful for that time spent, it eased my heart even more to be able to accept love and see people as they are. That was part of the process. But I spent almost 20 years of my life in anger and pain, and it reflected in my life, in my relationships. You know, when you grow, you can tend to see things for truth. So now today, I want to say happy birthday, Mom. I'm glad that you came into my life, and I am so grateful for the lessons learned. So, you know, I think I had to look at a lot of stuff in relationships, you know, in dealing with relationships. Some of them are painful, some of them are not. It's just a process. And once you start looking at it for what it really is, then you can become a better person with it. I'm going to say, everything that happens to me is about my growth. Everything. No matter how painful it might be, how joyous it might be, it's a lesson for me to become a better person. I just wanted to say that. I don't know if that helps somebody, because I know, you know, when you lose your mom, it's like your world just kind of crumbles in a lot of ways. And those people that don't have relationships with your mother, I pray that you do get one, because no matter what process was or is, they have a gift for you, but you have to open your heart to receive it. So I am Rosa J, doing it God's way each and every day, and thank you for allowing me to share my gratitude and my healing and all that. Have a great day.
Ashay, thank you so much. Beautiful Rosa, thank you so much. And happy birthday to your mommy. And we thank her for bringing you here to be a part of our journey and our experience. And we love you so much. You're just such a wise and beautiful soul, and we just appreciate you. So, boy, your mom and Janine's mom born in the same month. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me and Rosa have so many. Her mother is a Sagittarius, and my mom is a Sagittarius.
Yes. So awesome. And you know, the beautiful thing is when we do understand that there is no death, you know, that they're always with us. The spirit is still right here with us. And we just thank God for them. Thank you, Rosa J, for your sharing this morning. We love you. Janine, is there anyone else in the queue before we move on to today's message?
Hold on, let me check. You know, I'm on my phone. So. Nope, that was Rosa. Okay, no more.
Okay, beautiful. Well, again, family, if you're not able to share here, please share on the Love Journey Facebook page, and let this be an interactive experience. So today is day 4 of the magic, and we're talking about magical health. And this is a really good one for me. So Rhonda Byrne shares a quote by Virgil. who was a Roman poet. And the quote is, "The greatest wealth is health." The greatest wealth is health. And, you know, we talk a lot here on the Love Journey about wealth and prosperity and abundance. And a lot of times we talk about it in the form of money and material things. But the greatest wealth is our health. Yes, love, absolutely. Rhonda Byrne says, health is the most precious in life. I love that word precious, because when you think about precious, it's just treasured. It's just something beautiful and unique and special. Health is the most precious thing in life, and yet more than anything else, we can take our health for granted. For many of us, the only time we think of our health is when we lose it. Then the realization hits us that without our health, we have nothing. We have nothing without our health. How true a statement is that? You know, Rosa J just finished talking about her mom, who went through a whole period of suffering, going through a health experience. And so she wasn't living a really good quality of life before she passed on. So, you know, but we go through our life every single day, and we don't often honor the fact that we're healthy. That, you know, you can get up and go and do, and, you know, if you go to the gym and work out, you don't think about how wonderful it is to have your legs to be able to do that, or your hands or your arms. And so having gratitude for our health is what we're going to be exploring today. There's an Italian proverb that speaks the truth about health for many of us. He who enjoys good health is rich. He who enjoys good health is rich, though he knows it not. Once again, we talk a lot about wealth and prosperity and abundance, but do we think about that in terms of our health? So while we rarely think of our health when we are well, you will have felt the truth of these words even when you had something as simple as a minor cold or flu, or a hoarse voice, as I'm having this morning. And maybe you were bedridden with that cold or flu, and the only thing that you wanted to do was to feel better. You wanted the symptoms to go away. You wanted the fever to go down. You wanted the coughing to go away. You wanted your sinuses to stop draining. And so you focused on your health. Nothing else at that moment really mattered but getting your health back. So family, consider that health is the gift of life. Oh, my God. When you think about life and you wake up every day and you have your breath, your health is a gift, and it's something that you receive and continue to receive each day. And I'm going to say, by God's grace, every single day we have our health. And in addition to everything else that we could do to be healthy, let us be grateful for our health so that we can continue to receive more health. Remember, the more gratitude we have for everything, the more we have that thing. She also says, remember that whoever has gratitude for health will be given more, and he or she shall be given it in an abundance. Whoever does not have gratitude for health, even what he or she has will be taken from him or her. Whew, I got to breathe on that one. Giving thanks in return for the health you are receiving is vital. When you are grateful for your health, you will not only maintain your current health, but at the same time, you will set the magic into motion to increase the flow of health to you. You also begin to see improvements to your health happen right away. The little aches and pains, even moles and scars and marks will start to magically disappear. And you will notice your energy, vitality, happiness, and your happiness will increase. Just by saying thank you for my health. You will also go through, we're going to go through a practice today regarding each aspect of our bodies. And we're going to be talking about different aspects of our bodies. And we're going to watch the magic happen as we get improvements. Because maybe it's your eyesight. There's some of us here on the Love Journey who have gone through eye challenges and have had eye surgery and may still be even going through some. But the more you get in gratitude for your eyes, the healthier your eyes will get. Because, you know, we talk about it all the time, Janine. Everything, every cell in our body listens to what we say. So if we are speaking, oh, you're so beautiful, thank you, I can see, you know, I can see the words over there. I can see the words on the page. I'm so grateful. And if there's anything that is clouding over it, oh, I'm so thankful that my beautiful eyes see perfectly. Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic. And that was written by John Henry Jowett, who was a Presbyterian preacher and writer. She says, being grateful for your health ensures that you will continue to receive more health to be grateful for, and at the same time, it eliminates stress and tension in your body and mind. Studies have revealed that people who practice gratitude heal faster and are likely to live 7 years longer. Woo! That's pretty awesome. Yay! Yes, yes, yes. So today the magical practice is beginning with, and family, if you don't have this book, this is a book you will want to have in your library. Because it's a practice that you can go over and over and over anytime you want. It's 28 days, but you can stretch it to be every day for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter. If you do have the book, we are going to be reading through some of the suggestions that she gives here about the health of your body. And what she says is that after you read each italicized line for a particular part of your body, she asks you to close your eyes and mentally repeat the phrase, and I'll read some of them. Mentally repeat that phrase, feeling as grateful as you can for that part of your body. Remember that when you think about why you're grateful, it will help you to feel gratitude more deeply. And the deeper you feel it, the feeling is the blessings. That's Reverend Ike, that Rhonda Byrne. The deeper you feel it, the faster you will feel and see the amazing results in your body. So the first one is think about your legs and feet. And I do have this posted up on the Love Journey Facebook page, so you can go through it. Think about your legs and feet. They are your main form of transportation in your life. And think about all the things you use your legs for, like balancing, standing, sitting down, exercising, dancing, driving a car, and most of all, the miracle of walking. So say thank you for my legs and my feet, and really mean it. Get into the gratitude of what your legs and feet allow you to do. If you like to shop, guess what? Your legs and feet are the ones that take you up and down the aisles. And when you're putting on your clothes, you got to move your legs and feet to do that. You know, if you're sitting down at a wonderful dinner, if you're driving in your beautiful new Benz, your legs and your feet show your gratitude, share your gratitude, say thank you, thank you, thank you. And why? Why am I grateful for my legs and feet? And this is a good one for me because I have been going through a physical experience with my legs. And so this is a wonderful one for me to express how much gratitude I feel for my legs. I'm usually saying how much pain I experience in my legs. But right now, I'm going to say, oh, I love, love, love my legs. I love, love, love. I'm so grateful that you get up and move. I'm so grateful that you take me here and there. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you, my beautiful, strong, healthy, vibrant legs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The other thing she talks about is our arms and hands and how many things we pick up and hold in one day. Your hands are the major tools of your life, and they are in nonstop use all day long, every day. You know, I was watching TV the other day, and they were showing some of the children that are in a place called St. Jude's. I know you've probably seen commercials about them. Many of these beautiful children didn't have hands and didn't have arms. But their spirit, oh, my God. Ah, they were sitting around moaning and griping and complaining and feeling sorry for themselves. They were just joyous and just full of that energy and that loving spirit the children are. And it really set me into feeling, even at that point, gratitude, looking at my hands and my arms. Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you're here. Thank you for serving me so well. Thank you that I can use you to serve, brush my teeth, to write in my journal, to eat my food, to comb my hair, to touch someone. So many things that our hands and our fingers, our arms do to serve us. Show our gratitude. I say thank you. For without the use of your hands, you'd be dependent on other people to do things for you. So throughout the day-to-day, family, say thank you for your arms, your hands, your fingers. She also talks about the amazing senses that we have, our sense of taste, which give us so much pleasure as we eat and drink. And you know, from if you lose your sense of taste to a cold, you don't have the joy of eating and drinking and tasting your food. So thank you for your senses. Thank you for your sense of smell, sense of touch. Thank you for the miracle of your eyes, which enable you to see the faces of your loved ones and friends, to read. Most importantly, to see your way through life. If you think about putting on a blindfold for an hour and try to do what you normally do, you will appreciate your eyes. Appreciate your eyes, family. I get up every morning and I say, thank you, God, for the ability to see. What a gift. She invites us to think about our ears and enable us to hear our voices and other people's voices. To thank you for our brain and for the trillions of cells that work unceasingly 24/7 for our health, for our body, and for our life. So say thank you to your cells, your tissues, your organs, your atoms, bones, muscles, bloodstream. Thank you, thank you, thank you. excuse me. The more miraculous than any sense, system, function, or other organ in our body is the organ of our heart. And Janine, I know this is a close one for you because you're always talking about the heart. Most important,
of all, your heart governs the life of every other organ, because it is your heart that keeps the life flowing to every system in your body. So say thank you for my strong and healthy heart. And family, if you know anyone that has gone through or is going through a heart challenge, maybe they've had heart surgery, they've had a heart attack. I recently had a very dear friend, actually my minister, who ordained me when we were at Unity Village. And if you read my book, you remember me sharing about my minister Joy, who I drove down to West Palm Beach, Florida. We got a home together, and she was just the most beautiful soul. And I recently got a call from Emir and his sister Nikita, calling me up. And Emir said, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, no, driving. And when they shared with me that Reverend Joy had made her transition, I was like floored. I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. The last time I had spoken to her was when the hurricane came through Florida just a couple months ago. And she was saying, "No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not evacuating. I'm going to stay right here." Joy was amazing, is amazing. She still is that. But she was very healthy. She watched over her what she ate. She meditated. And, you know, she just did all the beautiful things that you do to maintain health. And yet she had a heart attack. So I was, and I am, I think I'm still grieving the fact that she's not here anymore. But I got to the, but I'm getting to the point where I say she just was complete with this part of her journey. But sometimes I feel like when you have a heart attack, it also can mean that there's some sadness that your heart is feeling heavy about. So give thanks for your heart, your physical heart, and the heart that keeps life in every sense of you, the joy of life, the real joy of life is in your heart. Ah, God bless you, Reverend Joy. I love you. So she also says that she wants us to take a piece of paper or card and to write on it. So this is our assignment today. So as we are thanking all the parts of our body, thank you, thank you, thank you, say while we're grateful for these parts of our body, take a piece of paper or a card and write on it in big, bold letters, "The gift of health is keeping me alive." The gift of health is keeping me alive. She wants us to take the card with us throughout the day and to place it in a place where you know you will see it often. Choose a place where you know you will see the words that you've written down, whether it's in a car, when you're driving, or maybe every time you go to the bathroom, you've got it up on your mirror, or maybe if you're in your workplace, you put it up on your desk. And on at least four occasions today, when you see these words, read them very slowly, one word at a time, and feel as grateful as you can for the gift of health. The gift of health is keeping me alive. Be grateful for your health today and every day will guarantee you that it continues to get better, and you will have increasing energy and zest for life. Woo, we love that zest. If gratitude were used in conjunction with conventional medical treatment, we would see a health revolution and recovery rates and miracles like we've never seen before. So with all the medical treatments we have, with all the amazing doctors we have, and all of the ways that we use to heal ourselves and support the well-being of our bodies, the one thing, family, that we can do that is free, don't cost us nothing, is gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So with that, I'm going to say thank you again for joining us on the journey through the magic. Don't forget, you're going to continue to write out the 10 things that you are grateful for today and why you're grateful for them. You're going to do this assignment with writing out the gift of health is keeping me alive and thanking all the parts of your body. And just before you go to sleep tonight, to hold your magic rock, to go back through all of the blessings of the day and choose just one of the best things that happened for you during the day. I love you all. Be blessed. Namaste. Janine, I'm turning it back over to you, and I thank you so, so, so much for allowing me the opportunity to serve our family. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Thank you, Zakiya. Wow. It's funny how time flies. It's already the top of the hour. I was like, oh, my God. So, again, I want to thank each and every one of us for doing the magic gratitude challenge. I think it's interesting that this is happening in my life personally at the same time that I chose to do a deeper level of forgiveness. So I'm in gratitude and in forgiveness at the same time. And it's a beautiful experience. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, emotions that's coming up, but it is a really beautiful ride to be on right now at the end as we embark upon a new beginning of a new year. I'm super excited about what each day will unfold with. So again, thank you, Zakiya, for bringing us the magic. The magic is powerful. It is magical because we're magical, you know? We're magical. All right. Well, let me see. Let me look at the time. Wow, it's already the top of the hour, so I think I'm going to play maybe a little something from somebody about gratitude. And then I'll play a nice Christmas song, and then I'll let you go and have your day. This is Stephen Furtick.
Can you keep your eyes fixed on the presence of God in the presence of your enemies? Because at this table, David said, God isn't the only one seated. I got enemies all around me. You prepare, verse 5, a table for me in the presence of my insecurity, in the presence of my deficits, in the presence of my addictions, in the presence of my confusion, in the presence of what I've lost, in the presence of the threat that I won't make it, in the presence of my enemies, I'm looking straight ahead. Would you do me a favor? Would you touch the person next to you and tell them, set the table? Because when you learn to have a heart of praise in the presence of enemies, you set the table. That's what David said, right? You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And if you can walk with God in darkness enough, depending on the light that he showed you in the last season, you'll learn to read your enemies as a sign that it's time to eat. Yes, sir. David said, God made my enemy serve me my entree. God made the things that conspire to take me out feed me for the place he was bringing me into. I got a seat at the table. I'm a big boy. I can handle trouble. I can handle tests. I can handle it. So I'm sitting down in the middle of all kinds of nonsense. But I got my eyes fixed on the presence of the one who is within me. And greater is he that is in me.
Wow. It was an interesting spin on our enemies, our insecurities. Can we still say thank you, God? In the middle of maybe not seeing the appearance of a physical amount of money, can we still say thank you, God? In the enemy of disharmony with our friends and family or loved ones or spouses, can we still say thank you, God? So in the midst of praising God, it's powerful to praise God when we don't see the physical manifestation of what it is that we desire. It's magical to be in gratitude. Be grateful, family. So many times we get caught up in what we don't have and how we want somebody to show up. Today, be grateful in the presence of your mental enemies. Be grateful. So powerful. All right, family. I'm going to leave you with, I don't know, it was interesting that Stevie Wonder came on with What We Need Is Love. I was thinking that maybe I should play a Christmas song, but I was thinking, wow, isn't it interesting that in the middle of Stephen Furtick, come on, Stevie Wonder was getting ready to tell us that we are in the need of love. And when I listened to Zakiya today talk about health is our wealth, when I really think about it, I think maybe love is our true wealth. Because think about, I think about a story I once heard. I'm going to tell you this now, I promise I'm going to let you go. About a pastor and his wife. The wife had came home and there was three gentlemen in her yard. One was named Success, one was named Wealth, and one was named Love. And she said, do you all want to come in and have dinner, something to eat? They said, are your husband home? She said, no, but he'll be home. And they said, we can't come in until your husband comes home. So when her husband got home, she had told him what was happening, and these three guys, Success, Wealth, and Love, is out there. And he went out to invite them in. He said, well, you can only invite one of us in. So they go in to discuss which one they're going to invite in. So the husband said, well, let's invite Wealth. You know, we could really use some financial, you know, substance right now. You know, with all the things going on, we need a new roof, this and that. We could really use Wealth. She said, no. Let's invite Success, because Success will encompass Wealth. You know, we can have a success for this, this, and she started explaining all the things that could be very, very successful. And the daughter overheard the conversation and said, no, we need to invite Love in. And the husband and wife looked at each other. They said, you know, we can use some love around here. So they go outside and they invite Love in. Immediately, all three got up and started to walk in. And so the husband said, well, I thought only one of you can come in. Well, once you invited Love in, you invited Success and Wealth. Wasn't that a good story? That just warmed my heart. All right, family, I know that was a little probably strange, right? But I thought it was a really good story to remind us that love encompasses all things. All right, family, this is an amazing opportunity to remind you that you are all that God is, and that your life truly is a gift from God, and that what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And when you remember that your life, it truly is a gift, and that what you do back is a gift back to God, you will know that love is the only choice, family. So choose love. And as you move today, don't just dream. Your God has dreams. Live them, family. This is Stephen Williams.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Breaking me. praise.